A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So in case you don't know, Vince McMahon was never the biggest fan of tag team wrestling. In fact, he mostly put people together so he could split them up and get his commentators to ask, oh, how are they going to coexist? It's also a good vehicle to throw superstars together when you just have nothing else to do with them. So yeah, strap yourself in, my friends, and hit subscribe. And here's the 10 most obscure WWE tag teams. Ella. Number 10, the Pitbulls. So such is my limited memory with these guys, I had to YouTube them. And even then, I was like, no, doesn't ring a bell. So it turned out it was Kid Cash and Jamie Noble who had been thrown together. And actually, on paper, that don't sound like that bad of a deal. I mean, both guys could go. And then that's when I read they were together for a grand total of 2 months. Born in May 2006 and then retired in July 2006, surely they must have taken inspiration from the ECW Pitbulls. I mean, they came out with, like, chains around their necks. And they also barked. How else are you going to win a tag team title? The big reason they were disbanded is because Cash was released. You can't have a tag team with a wrestler that doesn't work there. And actually, in 2023/2024, if you had these two guys in NXT, well, they would absolutely smash it. Number 9, Scotty Too Hotty and Albus. You already know where we're going with this. And obviously, it happened a few years later. But Albert was going to become the hip-hop hippo. It kind of started here. It was so transparent as well, because clearly WWE looked at Albert and they looked at Scotty Too Hotty and they're like, we don't have plans for any of you. But we did like that Too Cool team when Scott was like mucking around with Rikishi. So listen, Albs, you go out there and do the same. As we know, this never works. It's like when you put the word new in front of a tag team. Oh, here come the new rockers. Well, I don't want the new rockers, I want the old ones. A-Train was also told to dance until he just turned on Scotty Too Hotty and whipped his ass. But we didn't even get the feud because Mr. Hotty had to go and get surgery. He was properly injured. Awfully too, in April 2002, we even called them the Zoo Crew. And nobody should be called the Zoo Crew. And soon after this, Albert would become the A-Train. I guess that was all right. I don't have much to say about it. Number 8, Lowdown. This was so bizarre. It all started rather innocently when D'Lo Brown and Chaz, or the dude from the Headbangers, were put together. And yeah, why not? They were decent workers. Let's see what they can do. Now, the original plans for this were all based on the fact that the fans loved D'Lo's head wiggle, so they would both wiggle their heads. But when, surprise, surprise, that didn't really help, WWE looked around the locker room, they saw Tiger Ali Singh, they said, look, you can be in there too. And all you need to do is look at the image that is on the screen now. As you can see, this was in very poor taste, and it was basically offensive. You can't imagine Tiger was happy with this either, because he was meant to get a mega push. And as soon as it started, it was done, and we killed it. Because of course we did. What the flub was going to happen with that? Number 7, Techno Team 2000. In 1995, people were already obsessed with the turn of the millennium, because they thought within 5 years, we were all going to be spacemen living on the moon. And look, the WWF thought this too, because they introduced us to Techno Team 2000. It just meant that Travis and Troy walked to the ring wearing these, like, space suits as if they were in a really bad B-movie. And just to make it worse, after a few weeks, Vince McMahon went, nah, they're not good enough. Send them back to the USWA for more training. I mean, good grief. And that definitely wasn't the problem, because even in the mid-90s, nobody was going to buy this. And we did try and give them a round two. Do you know what the results were? They were exactly the same. Eric Watts, who was part of this, would later claim that they were promised a tag team title run. That's where my eyebrow goes up. I'm not sure that's entirely accurate. Number 6, Kenzo Suzuki and Rene Dupree. Oh good, another team that kind of defies taste. Excellent. It was late 2004 though, and I think what the writers did is they got a hat and they pulled a bunch of names out of it. When they saw Rene Dupree and Kenzo Suzuki, they thought, well, why can't there be a tag team? We gotta go get pizza. Now, of course, the gimmick was sold as, oh my gosh, one of them is from Canada, and one of them is from far away lands, which does make you go, I don't want to do this anymore. And on SmackDown, they did the grand total of nine. But even when you do watch some of their matches, even the commentators are going, man, who cares? Why do we have to sit through this? And it's not like they had any kind of bond, even behind the scenes. They're basically just co-workers. So we literally just threw them out there to see what would happen when somebody got bored. I mean, this was a waste of life. Number five, Roddy Piper and Sean O'Hare. No, don't adjust your YouTube devices. I did say that. In 2002/2003, we actually had a pairing of Sean O'Hare and Rowdy Roddy Piper. Now, of course, the idea originally was that the Rowdy one was going to be Sean's manager because O'Hare did have a lot of potential. But one day, they got challenged by Eddie Guerrero and Tajiri, which was another odd team. They all just had a match. I think the WWF was a little bit worried that when people saw Sean, they just saw a WCW guy, hence why he was teamed with Roddy. But the problem was, is that O'Hare had this amazing Devil's Advocate gimmick, and as soon as he was with Piper, well, it kind of took away from that a little bit. Ultimately, they had to drop this because Roddy's personality was so big, nobody was thinking about anything else. That's why I will never complain about today. I would much rather have stories that go too long. The ones like this just go poof and they're gone. I would highly recommend that you check out Sean O'Hare's work from this era too. My word, he had potential. The fact he passed away was pretty damn tragic. Number four, Shoguns. Now I like the show WWF Superstars from 1995. I think you can sit down and watch it, just go, this is ridiculous. But I tell you, I do not remember the Shoguns. This was even more crazy because it was Hakushi and Kwang. I even heard Vince McMahon telling me, like he gave me a reason, oh, they have come together because they share a love of martial arts. I mean, why not? It's also the ultimate proof of what we have discussed, because it went like this. They didn't win any matches, then they fell out, then they had a feud, and all of this happened on Superstars, and all of this happened in around about 8 weeks. Kwang would soon become Savio Vega, though, and Hakushi would go on to feud with Bret Hart. So really, when you look at the Shoguns, they actually did all right. They were on to bigger things. Number three, the Shoguns. Oh no, it's got confusing. We can make it very clear very quickly though, because in 2001 we had The Big Show, and we had Billy Gunn, and once again creative was like, I don't know what we should do, so we just pushed our hands together. Now, it was actually Paul White that suggested this, because he was trying to get something going for him, but you already know how this works out. It just meant instead of not pushing them as singles, nobody pushed them as a tag team. And trying to do this in the Attitude Era as well was always going to be a failure because things just happened so fast. And Billy Gunn was kind of struggling at this point because the fun times around DX had died down. And as for the Big Show, well, he'd fallen into the bad old backstage politics. I think this topped out after around about 2.5 months. And amazingly, it would take Gunn 22 years before he did make a unit like this work. Because today he's in the Acclaimed. And the Acclaimed are absolutely brilliant. Number two, Matt Hardy and Tatanka. I mean, what on earth? And this actually starts quite nicely, because basically, when Tatanka was a surprise opponent for Eugene in 2004 on Raw, everyone looked at him and like, oh man, Tatanka's still pretty good. We should keep him on. So we did. They then realized, oh wait, we don't have anything written down for him. And because it was the same for Matt Hardy, they did put them together. But here's the twist with this one. I actually thought this was a pretty decent team. I mean, not only did they challenge Eminem for the World Tag Team Championships, they actually beat them at No Way Out 2006. The only real shame is we didn't capitalize on this. Again, I think something was here. Of course, it didn't go further than this, but when people see this picture, they think it's been photoshopped. But no, that is Matthew Hardy and Tatanka. I don't know why I'm looking here. And they were the best of friends for about 10 minutes. Number one, Jim Duggan and Super Crazy. So here we go again. I have zero recollection of this. It did go down in 2007 and mostly happened on Sunday Night Heat, so maybe that's why. But here's another surprise for you. The fans, at least live, absolutely loved them. And this went all the way into 2008 as well. It's not like Jim Duggan wasn't working his ass off. He did 65 matches 1 year and 45 matches the next. So he had his boots on. I mean, the split actually came from nowhere too, because someone just decided, oh, Hacksaw, we don't want you around anymore. And they fired him. This was doubly bad, because just before that, they had finally decided on their name, and it was Crazy Duggan. Man, I'm sad I missed this. There is really something joyous to this, though, because while they are an insane tag team, well, it's one of those things that would only work in professional wrestling. There'll be a video somewhere on the screen. Just give it a click and see what happens. Maybe you will be transformed into another dimension, or maybe another video will start playing. There's only one way to find out. Goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.